This is a consultation on Frank, F-R-A-N-K, last name Haim, H-E-I-M, patient scene for Dr. McElroy and Klein, K-L-E-I-N, and McElroy and Klein Medical Clinic. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 73-year-old male comes here for evaluation. He does not smoke, denies alcohol other than on social occasions, denies any drug allergies. Symptoms. Patient is here because he is referred from Dr. McElroy for his blood. The patient says that he was seen at MD Anderson few years ago, I think 2-3 years ago, and he was told to have a melanoma. However, it was resected, and then he is now cancer free. The melanoma was on the nose and face area. The patient was then also told that his blood was thick. A few years ago, patient went to patient was sent to Gainesville Memorial Hospital for phlebotomy, and while they were doing phlebotomy, he passed out. He thinks the needle was too big, and he had really bad experience, so he doesn't want to do phlebotomy. He also thinks that he was then dehydrated also. He has history of hypertension. He's on lisinopril, 12.5 milligram daily. Hyperlipidemia, he's on atorvastatin, 10 milligrams, 20 milligram daily. And he also takes levothyroxine, 50 microgram for hypothyroidism. He also reported history of passing out in past few years ago. He was evaluated. He was told he has basilar artery stenosis, but he said they were just treating with medication. Patient is not a good historian. Physical exam, he is 73, 5 feet 8 inch tall, weighing 188, blood pressure 127 or 69. His face is very plethoric and red, ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. His lab, his latest CBC on 11-3 showed WBC of 6.9, hemoglobin of 17.9, hematocrit 53.9, and he did have 0.4 immature granulocyte, and his platelet count was 225. TSH was 1.3. Alkaline phosphatase, glucose was 110. Bilirubin was 2, which is slightly elevated. And the testosterone level was normal. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, polycythemia, most likely polycythemia vera. Diagnosis 2, history of hypertension. Diagnosis 3, history of hypothyroidism. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and draw CBC, CMP, and also send his blood flow, flow cytometry and cytogenetics to rule out primary polycythemia and see if he has any JAK, J-A-K mutation. Also, I counseled the patient about phlebotomies. He is agreeable, so next week we will start IV on one side with sodium chloride 500 ml bag, and then on the other side we'll go ahead and do phlebotomy real slowly, and hopefully he would not have any problem. Thank you. This is a consultation on Frank Heim, H-E-I-M. Copy of these may be sent to Dr. McElroy. Thank you.